The state of Alaska is preparing for the expansion of broadband internet to much of rural Alaska by starting a new training program to get technicians ready to maintain personal computers and networks in the remote villages of Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The new training program is specifically geared towards students in rural Alaska, and it will be housed at the AVTEC facility in Seward, which has been under the direction of Fred Esposito for the last 16 years.
We're working with the Alaska Distance Education Consortium as a part of a federal grant that they received to get out ahead of or just in time with the expansion of broadband into rural Alaska. We're trying to build the capacity of folks in rural Alaska to be able to utilize the internet and utilize computer technology for a variety of different areas that they might be interested in using that for. So this is a brand new offering for us.
The program is called the Village Internet Agent Program, and it's a partnership between AVTEC, the University of Alaska, and 20 other organizations. The program is funded by a $4.5 million federal grant as part of the Broadband Technology Opportunities Program. Esposito anticipates graduates of the Village Internet Agent Program will go on to be employed by the internet providers spread out across rural Alaska.
We're hopeful that we'll be able to put the right kind of training in place to provide this basic. It's not really very basic. It's sort of a moderate technology training to provide someone in each community that can work with the internet provider, perhaps work with the school, the library, the health clinic, anyone who might need those kind of technical services.
Since the new program is grant-funded, those accepted will get free tuition, books, and supplies. However, students will be responsible for their housing, meals, and travel. Esposito says the state is working with many organizations in rural Alaska in an effort to offset some of the costs that could be incurred by students in the new program.
So that's why we're kind of trying to reach out to various Native corporations and nonprofit organizations that might be able to help with those costs as students might apply for the program.
The first four-month course as part of the new program begins August the 23rd and runs through December 15th. Classes will run about 6 hours a day, and there will be a second four-month offering of the program next year from January 17th through May 10th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.